Okay, hello boys, girls, men, women. Hello and welcome to the Sounds Proper Podcast, part of Sounds Proper Productions. Today, we have a special review of Juice WRLD's Legends Never Die, the new posthumous album from Juice WRLD. But before we get into the review, there's a few things I'd like to mention. First, if you didn't know, each review has a YouTube video version on the Sounds Proper YouTube channel. All you have to do, look up Sounds Proper, click on the channel, and you can get the video versions, the more highly edited versions where I sit or I stand in front of a green screen and do the review more highly edited. So if you want to check out those, you can check out that. Also, I have a segment that comes out each Sunday called Single Sunday, where I talk about the new releases of the week. You know, I talked about Kid Cudi's Adventures of Moon Man and Slim Shady. I talked about YG's new track, Swag. I talked about Rich Brian's new track. So yeah, it's a very interesting, you know, I just have my pure, honest opinion, my first reaction, just pure honesty. So I think it's a very interesting segment, and I think you'd enjoy that quite a bit. Also, check out my past reviews. I did Pop Smoke. I did Eternal Take. I did Man on the Moon. So yeah, a bunch of interesting stuff. I did Fly God is an Awesome God too. So yeah. Anyway, let's get into this review for Juice WRLD, Legends Never Die. So this album was released on July 10th, 2020. So Jerrod Higgins is his real name. And Jerrod Higgins is a now dead 21-year-old rapper from Chicago, Illinois. He began uploading his music under an alternate name on SoundCloud with no real success. But he changed his name. He dropped a mixtape. And on that mixtape, it had the track that we all know called Lucid Dreams, and that was in 2018. He released it as a single, and it went on his debut studio album, Goodbye and Good Riddance, that was released in May 2018. So that year, he also did a collaborative project with Future, and that one is called World on Drugs. In early 2019, he released the album Death Race for Love, which had songs like Robbery and The Bee's Knees. Unfortunately, on December 8th, 2019, Jerrod Higgins had a drug-related seizure and died, causing a massive uproar within the hip-hop community, the music community, fans, and newcomers alike. Juice WRLD's estate announced to fans that there would be more Juice WRLD music to be released, and that an album would be coming around the corner. And the album that we did get is 21 tracks and 55 minutes. That album is Legends Never Die, and I'll be reviewing this album to see if it sounds proper. So let's just, you know, get right into this. So if you haven't listened to my Pop Smoke review, I said that I don't like the idea of posthumous albums, and even after Pop Smoke's album came out, which I think was quite respectful, I still don't like the idea of posthumous albums. The reason for that is because they capitalize off the fame, the success that the artist has generated, and now that they have passed, their fan base is sad. They have this feeling of sadness, and they pump out an album under these parameters. This album is an album that the artist has no say on whether or not which songs get released and don't get released. They have no say in the general direction of the album, and they reap no financial benefit that the people involved will be reaping off this artist's name and death. Whew, that was a little bit of a tirade. And I'm not saying all posthumous albums are made with ill intent. I mean, just look at Pop Smoke's Shoot for the Stars, Aim for the Moon, or look at Mac Miller's Circles. These are all posthumous albums that are made with the love of the artist in mind. You know, they weren't made with ill intent. But you can look also at XXXTentacion, where his label just wanted to get some money back from what they gave XXXTentacion, and they want to make that money back, so they put out Bad Vibes Forever and Skins, two completely unfinished projects that really just degraded his name. Oh no, I didn't turn off notifications. Anyway, but I can say that this album was definitely made with respect to Juice WRLD and what he has portrayed in the past. And that's not to say that this album is some masterpiece or anything, because it isn't. And the reason because it isn't is because it is made with respect to Juice WRLD, and Juice WRLD's style has never been perfect to begin with. Damn it! This album features hit-or-miss singing from Juice WRLD over some acoustic-heavy instrumentals, and features are used sparingly. Not because, and it's not surprising because Juice WRLD, it's well known that Juice WRLD has recorded a lot of, he records a lot of music. You know, Pop Smoke's album, it had a heavier reliance on features because maybe he didn't have as much recordings. So they relied heavily on features, but for this album, it's well known that Juice WRLD, he records a lot of music, so it makes sense why there's no, you know, there isn't such a heavy reliance on features. And the features that do appear, they don't feel unnatural. They feel like they would have appeared on an album, on a record that Juice WRLD put out being alive, but they don't really do an amazing job either. But anyway, let's go through the track list. Let's talk about the album track by track, and let's come to a conclusion. So, the first track is a intro. It is an interlude. It's called Anxiety Intro. This interlude is just a clip of Juice WRLD talking about issues he'd like to talk about in his music, like anxiety and drug dependence. And he also talks about the fact that you are able to do whatever you want to do in life. So yeah, it's just a quick intro. It's just a quick interlude, a little sound clip. The next track is the first song. The intro song is called Conversations. The beat here is very serviceable with the dulcet beeping and the hard-hitting but yet generic trap instrumentation. Juice WRLD, he talks about his combatant, his co com co His combat with demons and his struggles, and he has a very chilling line about his, like, relating to his death. The quote is, "This light of mine goes dim tonight. Will I be all right? Let me guess. No answer, right?" However, I'm accustomed to him having lines in this nature because he does this rather often. And the hook here, it's okay, it's serviceable, it doesn't really do anything special, anything out of the ordinary that you wouldn't really expect from Juice WRLD. Anyway, the next track is called Titanic. The hook here, it sends a very confused and scattered message. Like, is it about spiraling down uncontrollably, kind of like the Titanic, or is it about holding on? The beat here is sleepy, as it has very little presence with the trap drums poking out from some faint melodies. And Juice WRLD, he doesn't do anything noteworthy on the verses either, and it leaves the song just being very forgettable. The next track is called Bad Energy. This song has a very maximalist hook that really overdoes it sonically and really undersells it lyrically. The beat here is once again an afterthought, with the drums holding up the structure of the song and the strings being mixed so low. This song is generally about driving out demons, driving out negativity, but he doesn't really go into any detail. He doesn't really go into any nuance about the topic. He just has these surface level lines, these surface level bars. And he shouts out meaningless one-liners like, "Forget the bad memories, bro." He just like has very surface level advice for people that really isn't very helpful. Anyway, the next track, I think it was the first posthumous single. It's called Righteous. The song's beat is more low-key, with an acoustic guitar and the trap instrumentation. And Juice WRLD, he delivers a drug, he paints a picture of the drug-filled reality that he partake that he ha he has partaked in. A quote is, "Five or six pills in my right hand, codeine runneth over on my nightstand." and Juice WRLD's singing is very lively, as he does well with his normally expected tone. And though blunt, Juice WRLD, he paints a picture of the lifestyle that eventually led to his demise. The next song is called Blood on My Jeans. This song has a bouncy beat and acoustics that somehow sound good. Like, with such a bouncy beat, with the, such bouncy drums, putting acoustics over isn't really a good idea, but somehow, some way, it sounds good. And on the bridge, we see some Travis Scott influence with the reverberated vocals that sound really good. Like, every last word that he says, it's a heavy reverberation. It kind of reminds me of the track Impossible off Rodeo. And also Juice WRLD's rapping on the verses, it's a little sloppy, and it is no better when he does the half rapping, half singing that he does. And yeah, the hook is fine enough, but the themes that he presents are just all over the place, and they aren't very consistent. The next track features Trippie Redd, and it's called Tell Me You Love Me. Just some background, I don't really care for Trippie Redd, and the singing that he did, and I don't think he's a really good singing, and the singing from Trippie Redd here is a bit, it's a bit excruciating, to be honest. You know, his singing sounds like he's imitating someone, and he's trying to be serious at the same time. Like, it kind of sounds like he's being serious, but it also kind of sounds like he's just fucking around. The beat here has some bass heavy trap drums and electric guitar that all fits it together. And some of Juice's lines sound like psychotic. An example of this is, it's me or no one. If you leave, I'll take your life away like you were no one. Yeah, kind of dark shit. And when Juice is singing, he sounds good. But when he drops his tone and he kind of spits, you know, he goes into a more rapping verse, he drops his tone, it sounds a little contrived. The next song is called "The Hate the Other Side," and this features Polo G, Kid Laroi, and Marshmello on the instrumentation. The beat here, it has the same formula that we've been seeing on, like, all the past tracks on this album. You know, the formula of acoustics with trap drums. And, you know, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. Like, it still sounds good. But, you know, as I'm going to say later on in the review, it kind of gets a little old. The verse from Polo G is one of his weaker ones, especially comparing it to his album on the album The Goat. It's definitely one of his weaker verses, as it doesn't seem as if he pushes much of any effort. But the verse from Kid Laroi is very expressive, and it has some passion in his voice, but lyrically, it falls pretty flat. Also, the hook that Juice WRLD does here, he does a very good job. He does it well. The next is an interlude. It's called Get Through It Interlude. It's just surface level advice from Juice WRLD about not giving up. Like, oh, it's a very sappy message. Oh, don't give up. The next one is Life's a Mess. This song, it has an intro verse from Juice WRLD that is beautifully sung. I mean, like, really good. I mean, I don't know how else to explain it. And, you know, along with the pre-chorus and the chorus itself, those are more focused on volume of his voice. And the almost wheezing vocal sample, the trap drums, and the guitar all come together to make a good beat. And this track, it features Halsey. And Halsey gives a solid vocal performance. And it doesn't feel out of place, you know, considering that she's a pop artist. And to be honest, I don't really know Halsey like that. You know, I just know that she's a pop artist. But she gives a solid vocal performance. It doesn't feel out of place in her contribution to... She has a verse and she does... Like, on one of the hooks, she sings along with Juice WRLD on that rendition, and she does a good job on both instances. Next, we have the song Come and Go, and this song is basically if Juice WRLD did an anime intro. And I know, you know, from seeing interviews or whatever, Juice WRLD, he was a, to my knowledge, a fan of anime. So maybe he took some inspiration from this. But yeah, like this, it's a rock song. The instrumentation is like a rock song, and you know, rock isn't my cup of tea. I do hip hop reviews, as you know, but I can appreciate that Juice WRLD, he delivers a valiant effort, you know. And back to the whole anime intro thing. If you put a Japanese singer over this, this would easily be like a Naruto intro or a Black Clover intro or a Full Metal Alchemist intro. I can just list off animes. It sounds like an anime intro. And you know, the beat is aggressive in an uplifting way. And what I can only, you know, describe is that I'm just gonna not beat you over the head. You get the point. You know, I don't really know rock all that much, and this is a rock song on a hip-hop album. My bad. The next track is called I Want It, and Juice WRLD, he takes a more gentle approach to his tone while he's singing, and it comes off a little childish. And the lyrics here is also childish. It's just a generally kind of childish take. The lyrics are childish. He's just bouncing from topic to topic, not really sticking on something, not really being able to stick to something, you know. And he has some very immature talk about sex. And the instrumental, it's quite sappy with some gentle acoustics that at this point are getting stale now, and some light trap drums. The next song, the next track, the next cut, whatever you want to call it, is Fighting Demons, and as the title describes, it's about fighting demons. Juice WRLD, he talks about how materialism isn't what makes him happy, but he does so while spitting some weak bars. An example of this is money giving me an erection, but that doesn't mean it's going to be everlasting. You know, I like money just as much as the other person, but I would never say that it's giving me an erection. But maybe I'm just the odd man out, and maybe money gives most people an erection, and I'm just unaware of that. The beat, it consists of a very simple piano melody and some plain trap drums. It's mediocre. The beat is definitely mediocre here. And the best part of the track is the pre-chorus, as it at least offers a different change of pace. The next song after Fighting Demons is called Wishing Well. This song has Juice WRLD singing with a lot of passion and volume on the chorus, talking about his problems with mental health and with drug use. I mean, he talks about his problems with mental health and drug use all the time, and we definitely know he had a problem with drug use. I mean, that's kind of how he died. Even though everything he talks about on this track is very surface level, he says it very passionately. And it's for the better of the track that it is surface level, because the track is more about the passion rather than the minutia. And the beat here is very complimenting to Juice WRLD, with the piano, the electric guitar, and the coming in and out of the drums. That's all about Wishing Well. The next track is Screw Juice. And the singing on this track seems low effort, especially in comparison to the last track that had loads of energy. The lyrics here are very basic, with the best of them being a set of lines about Cupid doing a drive-by shooting. And the beat, it's very forgettable, with some uninteresting drums and some underused oriental-sounding strings. After that, we have Up, Up, and Away. And to be honest, I thought he was going to do like a rendition, a remake of Kid Cudi's Up, Up, and Away off Man on the Moon. But this isn't what it is, and I was a little bit disappointed. But nevertheless, this song is very sugary with a banjo and some hand drums. We get a standard Juice WRLD verse here, but what's much more interesting is the pre-chorus and the chorus. And Juice WRLD singing, he does it at a higher pitch, and he pulls it off with great success. You know, it might not be the song I wanted, but it still works, I guess. The next one is an interlude. It's called The Man, the Myth, the Legend Interlude. And this track has Juice WRLD's hip-hop collaborators, like I believe Young Thug, Lil Dicky, some other people. they're just gassing up his talents. Yeah, they compare him to prime Lil Wayne, which I think is fucking absurd, because you can I don't think you compare Juice WRLD to prime Lil Wayne, like, point blank. No, I think Young Thug said that. Another claim was that he's the best freestyler alive. I would say he probably freestyles most consistently out of anybody in the mainstream scene. I wouldn't say that he's the best freestyler alive, though. And I think, I forget who it was, maybe G Herbo. They said that his impact on hip-hop was on the level of this. His impact on this generation of hip-hop is the same impact that Biggie Smalls had on New York, which is ludicrous, because Biggie Smalls had a huge impact everywhere, not just New York. And his impact just, it just plain and simple, just the truth, Biggie Smalls' impact is far greater than Juice WRLD's impact, and probably far greater than it ever will. I don't know, maybe Juice WRLD's music will influence hip-hop and then for the next decade like Kanye West did, but no, Biggie, no, that's kind of an absurd claim. But nevertheless, it's kind of nice hearing his collaborators just talk him up and all that. I know I'm going pretty long about an interlude, but I have one more point to make with the freestyling thing. So if you didn't know already, Juice WRLD, he freestyles a lot of his songs. And I've believed this. If he just took the time to write something down, you know, really make it very detailed and intricate, he could be one of the best rappers. He could have been one of the best rappers in the game, point blank, if he didn't just go in the booth and freestyle everything. If he just took the time and write something, he could have been one of the best. I mean, like, if he decided to go in, like, I think quality-wise and comparable to the subject matter, he could have been on the level or close to the level of Frank Ocean. You know, kind of an absurd claim, perhaps, but I truly believe that. Anyway, that's a lot to talk about for just an interlude, so I apologize, but the next song is called Stay High. And on the first verse, he flows exceptionally well while still having bars that don't cross the line of being ass. The hook here is sweet, and he sings in, once again, a high pitch. And the beat is psychedelic with the synths, the pianos, and trap drums added for flavor. After Stay High, we get the song Can't Die. The lyrics here are very sad. It's ironic, but it's sadly ironic. Like, it's ironic in a sad way, you know. That's how I'm going to describe it. You know, he talks about the volume of people passing away. The volume of people passing away, the volume of notable people passing away is high. And he just ended up being one of them. He even mentions the fact, like, on the verse, that he's kill OD. You know, they tell me that I'm a OD in no time. The beat here is depressive as the melodies are faint, and the drum, you know, the melodies, it just lets the drums do the majority of the work. And however, like, even though I said that, I would have liked to seen the drums just get stripped back and let the strings just do its thing. On the track Juice WRLD, his singing sounds very bittersweet, as he changes his inflections to change the tone of the track, you know, hence bitter to sweet. The closing track, the closing song, the finale song, is called Man of the Year. And this song, it definitely sounds like a closer, like it sounds like it would be a closer to an album, and I get what it was going for, but the execution just leaves a lot to be desired. Firstly, Juice WRLD, you know, he's saying, I know my lyrics saved you. You know, I guess he's talking to his fans, being like, oh, I know my lyrics saved you. And it sounds very demeaning. You know, it appears as if he's just actively searching for credit for helping people with his songs, with his lyrics. Also, the way his vocals sound on the verses, it sounds like it's either poorly mixed or it's recorded poorly. And the instrumental, it's a rock instrumental, so I'm not going to speak too much about it. But it at least carries some energy, and it sounds like a satisfying closure. Anyway, the last track is an interlude, and it's called Juice WRLD Speaks From Heaven. Juice expresses appreciation to his fans, and he on the track, you know, he's just like, oh, thank you, you know, I really appreciate it. And he ends it with, the party never ends, you know, on Travis Scott's No Bystanders, where Juice WRLD is featuring, the party never ends, in a hotel land with my sins, yeah. Yeah, you don't want to hear me sing, you just want to hear me critique. Anyway, that's the end of Legends Never Die by Juice WRLD. So, I just want to get this clear, no matter what I say, none of my criticisms are levied at Juice WRLD himself. Rather, that they're levied at the people who were involved with the release of this album. They're levied at Juice WRLD's estate because he had no control over the releases. And I was never going to be disappointed by this album because I was never really big on Juice WRLD to begin with, ever. I just liked a few songs here and there. Like, for example, on Death Race to Love, you know, he had Ring, Do You Hear Me Calling, that track, and he also had The Bee's Knees, which was fucking great. And, you know, Lucid Dreams, he had a few tracks, I'm not gonna go over all the songs I liked from him, but it was just a few songs here and there. And while this album, it doesn't blow me away, or it doesn't show me something that I wasn't already expecting, it still feels respectful to Juice WRLD's name. It feels like something he himself would have released if he was alive for the creation of this album. But despite that, the album is still very bloated. It's not as bloated as Death Race for Love, but it's still bloated, kind of like it, you know, similar amount of tracks. And the instrumentals here were very one note. With the acoustic and the trap drum beats, it was like a formula that was being rinsed and repeated. Anyway, let's close this off. Let's come to a few conclusions. So the best track for me was Wishing Well. The worst track for me was Screw Juice. And at this moment in time, Legends Never Die by Juice WRLD will be getting a 5 out of 10. Not really sounding proper, not sounding proper. Just in the middle, meh. Anyway, thank you for listening to my review of Juice WRLD's Legends Never Die. If you haven't listened to any of my past reviews, you can check them out. I reviewed Pop Smoke, Pop Smoke's latest posthumous release. I reviewed West Side Gun's latest release, Fly God Is an Awesome God 2. I reviewed Eternal Take. I reviewed Man on the Moon. I reviewed, you know, you get the point. You can check that out. As I said, all my reviews have a YouTube video version on the Sounds Proper YouTube channel. You know, check that out if you want a video version, a more highly edited form of the review, a more highly edited format. You know, I release Single Sunday. That's a very interesting segment where I talk about latest releases, and you want to check that out. And as I've said before, I am not good with closing a podcast. I'm not good with closures, so I just want to click stop recording, because that's all I've had to say. Like, the critique is done. I plugged everything I want to plug. Oh, check out my Twitter on at Sounds Proper, or at Sounds Proper Productions. I'm not even sure. Bye now.